Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Him again. Yeah, him again. What can I tell you? 307 here at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, and also 106.3WORD.com. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063. Always enjoy hearing from you folks. 1-800-347-1063. And the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. 71307. Number of interesting stories to dig into today. But right now, we might as well start with what is occupying South Carolinians' attention at the moment. That, of course, is Dorian, which has been dumping some water around the Charleston area today. About a foot of water reported at one point on Market Street, which they've had flooding there before. That's not an uncommon circumstance. And all in all, I gather that Charleston has seen a lot worse, but nonetheless, it is certainly aware of the fact that there is a storm out there. Another death is being blamed on Dorian. Florida medical examiner says that a 38-year-old landscaper was electrocuted Saturday while trimming trees in preparation for the storm's arrival. The man worked for a landscaping company hired by a hotel in Naples, Florida. And the medical examiner's office down in Collier County, Florida, says that the man was trimming trees that had grown into power lines, which, just as a purely side note, but trees have an annoying way of getting into all kinds of places where they shouldn't be. And around power lines is certainly a good place to start. Around my roof is another, and I will tell you very honestly that if I see a tree that even looks at my roof line, that branch is coming down. I'm a much bigger lover of intact roofs than I am of another stinking tree, of which I might add there are an awful lot where I am. So keep an eye out for stuff like that. In any event, we'll be having a report, at least one, possibly two. We're arranging for a second one, but at least one report from a reporter at 5:06 this afternoon. So we will keep you apprised of all things Dorian, which is currently moving up the East Coast as a Category 2 hurricane. And, of course, at least 20 deaths, the count from the Bahamas, which is almost certain to go up. There are just lots of places in the Bahamas where they can't get in to give an accurate assessment of just what did happen. 3:09 on this Thursday afternoon, Friday Eve, and no one's going to be able to enter the one outer Banks County in North Carolina as Dorian approaches. Officials say that there'll be no access to Dare County starting at 8 p.m. this evening. In addition, curfews have begun in most of the county. That'll also be at 8 p.m. tonight and continue until at least noon on Friday. No curfew in effect in Kitty Hawk, by the way, for what it's worth. And Dare County, North Carolina officials estimate that the storm surge is estimated to be 4 to 7 feet above ground there from the ocean and the sound side flooding, not including wave action. The National Weather Service forecast periods of rapid water rise from the sound side as the storm passes. That's possibly into Friday evening by the time we get to North Carolina. This is just a loitering storm. And good riddance, I think, would be the words that quickly come to my mind. Good riddance. All right. Lights are beginning to come back on along the Georgia coast in areas where power lines had snapped as Dorian passed. Georgia Power says that fewer than 5,500 coastal homes and businesses are still without electricity as of this afternoon, down from more than 12,000 in the dark at daybreak. And emergency officials along a 100-mile stretch of the Georgia coast are reporting light damage from Dorian. Storm raked Georgia, of course, with the tropical storm-force winds as its center passed offshore. State officials had braced for the worst, and Georgia Governor Brian Kemp ordered a mandatory evacuation affecting all six coastal Georgia counties. Kemp lifted that evacuation order then later this morning. And, of course, further south in Florida, the pounding of the eastern seashore of Florida has eroded beaches quite a bit there. For those who are heavily into the ecological thing there, we are told they have exposed clusters of sea turtle eggs. So if you are any sea turtles listening out there, be advised and take care. Of course, 106.3 WORD is number one in sea turtles, 18 to 34, a prime demographic. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, and the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. And in all, you'd have to say that so far, this has been very much less than what we had feared. Dorian, again, not... the killer storm many thought it would be. It did not, of course, hit Florida head-on. In fact, it has shown a remarkable tendency to just skirt the edge of the coast. And, in fact, now it looks as though it may continue right up the South Carolina coast, North Carolina coast, then perhaps into the open sea as you have the coast moving more westward beyond North Carolina. That's the furthest extent of the continental United States, pretty much. But it may actually hit storm, who knows, sometime this weekend, maybe even further away than that. It could hit in Newfoundland, for Pete's sake. This storm could see the new year. That's a little hyperbole on my part. It won't last that long. But the Navy has pretty much cleared out the world's largest naval base in Norfolk. Most of the ships there have been sent out to sea to avoid it, and most of the aircraft have been flown inland to other bases. So the Norfolk Navy base has been much emptied, and, of course, dependents and others have been ordered also to evacuate. That's one thing about the military. Those in the military obey orders, and if you tell them there's a mandatory evacuation, they say, "Yes, sir," and "How high should I jump, sir?" And they move it. So that's one less thing for the officials up in Virginia to worry about. But Virginia may not see much at all the way that it's shaping up at the moment. In Charleston, about 150 trees have been reported toppled. And 108 roads were closed at one point in Charleston, 26 because of flooding, and some 36 with power lines that were knocked down. One live wire on a flooded street outside the Charleston City Market was sparking and causing explosions that could be heard blocks away. Parts of Charleston often flood, of course, with a normal high tide. It's just it's sort of like New Orleans East, I suppose, in that regard. So officials were expecting high water with this storm. Forecasters say up to 15 inches of rain could fall in the Charleston area and up to 20 inches possibly nearby. So we'll keep you apprised throughout the day and, of course, look at some of the big issues out there as Congress prepares to return to Washington on Monday, just the time that Bobby Mack returns. And, they have some things in mind. Yes, they do, as you might well expect. This is Jim Bohannon for Bob McLean on a Thursday afternoon where we're not getting hit by the hurricane, and that's good news. 106.3 WORD is the Upstate's talk station, and the time is 3:15.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Afternoon, all. It's 3:20 at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. We are very appreciative of your listenership, and of course, you know, this is the place to turn. We've got the crack news department always on top of things, and I can guarantee you that the whole staff led this afternoon by Ann Robards will be on top of the things that are happening regarding this nasty storm here. Let's see here. Texter, hey, Jimbo, will you please explain to the liberals that President Trump waved his mighty hand and steered the storm away from Florida so it wouldn't mess up his golf course? LOL, 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 Jeff. Okay. President Trump waved his mighty hand and steered the storm away from Florida. Now, that's what we call silly, Jeff. But be that as it may, why shouldn't the weather be political, right? Everything else is. Jimbo, I wish Dorian would at least send us a little bit of rain. We're a tad dry right now, Jim and Easley. Yeah, where I happen to be sitting on a lake, we're down a few feet. I was hoping that we would get some rain. Now, I just looked outside, and where I'm looking up, it's not cloudy, it's cloudier. This morning, there was hardly a cloud in the sky. Now there are clouds in the sky, but you wouldn't call it even remotely cloudy. It's very sunny out. I'm kind of hoping for some rain. I really would be. A texter here explaining one of the news stories I was reading. Kitty Hawk is inside Dare County, North Carolina. Okay, wasn't clear about that, but very good. Anyway, suffice it to say, you wouldn't want to call it a disappointment. A storm that doesn't kill people or a lot of people and doesn't do a whole lot of damage is never a disappointment. But there is the standing rule, of course, of meteorology, and it certainly applies to TV meteorologists, and that is that you always err on the side of caution, which is to say, you always err on the side of the sky is falling, the sky is falling, because that's just the way we do things. You see, if you're a meteorologist, let's say in snow country, which of course we get around here, although not quite like, say, the upper Midwest, let's say, but if you're looking at a forecast of snow that says 4 to 8 inches, you'll probably, as a TV weatherman, you're going to tend to lean toward the 8, because if you say 8 and you only get 4, well, okay, so it wasn't as bad as we thought. But woe to the TV weatherman who says 4 and you get 8. Oh, it's his fault. So that's pretty much the lesson that they've learned. Not an easy job, by the way. And I've been told that there are places on the East Coast that are really tough to forecast. I know I used to have a meteorologist friend of mine in the nation's capital area, and because of something involving the Gulf Stream and the Appalachian Mountains and a bunch of other stuff, apparently that's a hard area to forecast. And they brought in a forecaster one time from Las Vegas, and his whole bit was interviewing celebrities. You know, his Las Vegas TV forecast was, sunny, high today, 92, and now let's talk to Tom Jones. That was his whole bit, interviewing celebrities. Well, he took this job in Washington, and they expected him to forecast the weather. Well, he did not last long. So that's part of that situation there. Anyway, there are other things that are going on, to be sure, and I'll pass along just a few of them to you. One of them has to do, quite frankly, with a conundrum. This is kind of tough right now. It's all feel sorry for Jerry Nadler, shall we? Oh, poor Jerry. Here's the situation. Jerry is in a bit of a squeeze, okay? The Democrats, of course, are under immense pressure from their left wing to impeach President Trump. Impeach the president. Got to impeach the president. Have to impeach the president. You're not going to convict him. You're not going to kick him out of office. I mean, they know that. It takes 67 Senate seats, so you would have to have all 47 Democrats and 20 of the 53 Republicans to vote for impeachment. Are you kidding me? If you had 3,000 witnesses to the president shooting a nun in the middle of Pennsylvania Avenue at high noon, you wouldn't get this guy impeached, okay? I mean, convicted in a Senate trial. So he's not going anywhere. It's just to make their base happy so that they have something to froth at the mouth about. And there are those who understand that. Then you got people like Nancy Pelosi, who has a much higher priority. Nancy would like to stay Speaker, okay? Nancy First of all, you get a lot more money as speaker. I'm not sure, $50,000, $60,000. I'll look up the amount of money she gets, but she gets extra security because she's number three in line to be president. She wants to stay speaker. Now, their control of the House hinges on 41 seats that after the 2018 victory they hold in Trump-friendly districts, districts that the president carried in 2016. And if they were to lose all 41 of those, the Republicans would storm back into control of the House. Nancy doesn't want that. And so she's had to lean at times on poor Jerry Nadler. Now, Jerry, 72 years old, an Upper West Side fixture in the Manhattan political scene, who is, of course, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, a powerful position. He got that because he's been in Congress for 27 years. He is now facing an actual, real, significant primary challenge from people, and this will give you a rough idea about New York City politics, people who are saying, that Jerry Nadler, he's just too conservative. I know, but they're saying it. Jerry is running scared. Remember that guy Joe Crowley, who had a nuisance primary challenge from somebody named Alexandria Ocasio, whatever her name was. Well, she won, and all the old-line lefties in the Democratic Party are running scared because of that. Now, for years of governing, they found that actually on occasion they did compromise. They had to on occasion. But that leaves them out of step with the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez avant-garde, and it has moved so far, of course, that Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the very model of a 20th century left-wing Democrat, is now a moderate. Because, you see, Nancy, like Jerry, is just a little too conservative. I'm not kidding. You've got to really understand the distinction, the differences here. So this is the problem that Jerry finds himself in. Nadler needs to push for impeachment. Pelosi, the Speaker, can't let him put the Trump district's Democrats on the spot. Hard votes could cost control of the House. So Nadler is trying to thread the needle by pretending that his committee has already established a formal impeachment inquiry, which, don't tell anybody, they haven't. He is now simply following through with consideration of potential high crimes and misdemeanors. He hopes that you will not notice they left out one step. He has not actually called for an impeachment inquiry. It's part of the procedure. He's got to do it. He knows it. Nancy knows it. Nancy won't let him. Now, he probably has the votes. But Pelosi does not want vulnerable Democrats put in the position of casting votes that Republicans and the president would beat them over the head with next year. Congressman so-and-so, a Democrat in a district carried by Donald Trump in 2016, voted for his impeachment. Goodbye, Congressman so-and-so. See the problem? It's a toughie. So we ought to all get out our box of tissues and do a little boo-hoo for Jerry Nadler. It's not easy being Jerry Nadler right now. You got to look like you're trying to impeach the president so you can get that primary challenge off his butt. But at the same time, you can't look like you're doing it very much, or you'll have Nancy Pelosi on his butt. What a choice. What a choice. What a choice. This is Jimbo Haddon for Bob McLean here at 106.3 WORD. And the clock on the wall says tick, 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 3:29.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yes, indeedy. Thank you for being with us today at 24 before 4 o'clock on this Thursday afternoon. And as we speak, you've got Dorian getting about as close to us as it's going to get. How far inland it will reach, I don't know. Last time I looked outside, it didn't look like anything. So I think the upstate is going to be lucky to get rain. And as somebody noted on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line a moment ago, I'd like some rain. You know, I don't need the downed trees and the stuff like that, but that's always been, I thought, one of the real benefits of the upstate, living on a lake where usually the powers that be, that would be the Army Corps of Engineers, don't have, let's say, keeping lake levels up as a high priority. The occasional storm, it's what keeps that lake manageable. So we will see. All right, heading over to the aforementioned text line. Someone from the right should call for a vote to impeach to get them on record. What an interesting thought. Huh. You know, there is the theory that a formal impeachment vote would not only galvanize the Democrats' base, that is to say the hard liberal base, which is to say the base that's trying to kick out people like Jerry Nadler, but it would certainly galvanize the president's support. And the key to the president's reelection is base turnout. The president, let's face it, has never exactly had as a high priority reaching out to other people. He's always concentrated on the base, the base, the base, the base, and the high turnout. And I certainly intend to do my part on the various programs that that I do to see to it that we, in fact, have as high a turnout as possible for the president next year. But an impeachment vote, I think, on balance, would probably have a very positive effect for the Republicans, for President Trump. And I think that that texter is someone from the right should call for a vote to impeach to get them on record. Yes, absolutely, which would accomplish two things. One, totally galvanize the Republican base. What? They voted to impeach him? I'll show them. Right, that vote to impeach in the House would jumpstart the Republican voter turnout 5 to 10% in 2020. Yes, that's a wonderful idea. And in addition, you might actually get a few people like Jerry Nadler knocked off in the primaries. Couldn't happen, you say? Well, Joe Crowley couldn't lose either. The man who was number 4 in the Democrats' leadership in the House, touted as the next Democratic Speaker of the House after Nancy Pelosi, some upstart by the name of Alexandria Ocasio-whatever, wasn't going to beat him, except she did. I think that would be wonderful. I see no downside. No downside. Again, an impeachment vote does not get rid of the president. You have to vote to convict in the Senate, and unlike the House, where a majority is enough to impeach or indict, the Senate conviction has to have a two-thirds vote, 67 votes. I mean, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. There are not anywhere near enough Democrats in the Senate, or even one or two rhinos who would vote to impeach the president. So this is a win-win. I think that is brilliant, and I'm going to push for that. To the extent that my minuscule influence can be felt out there. 21 minutes now before 4 o'clock. That is brilliant. Yeah, call for a vote to impeach to get them on record. I like it. I love it. Jimbo, Limbaugh talked about this Swedish professor who believes that humans may have to resort to cannibalism because of climate change. My thoughts? Soylent Green is people, you maniacs. Ah, yes. Silent green is people. If you didn't see that, just Google Charlton Heston movies. In fact, it was Edward G. Robinson's last movie, and it's a great movie. Yeah, cannibalism. Oh, boy. And then we'll bring back my topic from Labor Day. If we have to resort to cannibalism, do you prefer your people with mustard or ketchup? I'm just asking. It's a fair question here. Jimbo, did you hear Crazy Bernie's solution for climate change? He wants third world countries to abort babies for population reduction. Sounds racist to me. It does sound racist to you and anybody else who is paying attention. And yes, for those who say, oh, well, Bernie's not that crazy, he didn't say that. Yes, he did. He wants third world countries to abort babies for population reduction. That is correct. He absolutely does. It's true. And I have to wonder, you know, what's happening with Bernie? I mean, he first of all, is getting seriously challenged on the left by Elizabeth Warren. I don't know. Bernie is not going to be the next president of the United States, but he's going to have a role to play in this election because he will be able to control a lot of the far less ultra-crazy leftist vote in this country. And it'll be interesting to see how far he's prepared to go. Yeah, it's racist, but you must remember, of course, that the black vote Democrats can take for granted. That's theirs, which is, of course, yes, patronizing in the extreme, terribly, terribly much so. But that's their view. We've got that vote. We can do anything we can. We don't have to worry about all the people getting murdered in places like Chicago. Who cares? So what? You don't have to actually solve a problem like that, because they'll vote for you anyway. That's the theory. And I must tell you very frankly, the African-American population needs to stop and think really seriously about this. I really wish that the president would do more along the lines of going into black areas and simply saying, what have the Democrats really done for you? What have they really done for you besides brought in cheap labor that will knock you out of any number of low-wage jobs? Besides not seeing to it that your schools are improved, besides not seeing to it that laws are enforced so that gangsters don't wind up killing you or your kids in some major urban area. They have not improved the economy like I did. That's what the president ought to be telling you. Your vote's taken for granted, and it should be. It tends to run, 95% of the vote, black vote, is for the Democrats. If it's a really strong Republican candidate like Reagan, I mean, he I think, actually may have gotten more than 10% of the black vote. But that's it. It's a foregone conclusion. It's no wonder Democrats take him for granted, but I think that the president ought to seriously say, what do you got to lose? Things are better with me. Maybe you don't like my rhetoric. How's your life? As somebody once said, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? If you are better off, how about giving me another term? Just a thought, okay? Texter says, Jimbo Nadler's problems are all based on lies he perpetuated. He has no one to blame but himself. Yeah, that's certainly true. You're absolutely correct, and that is a sad, sad thing. Anyway, 1-800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063. And the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. But as you watch the hyper-partisanship, you think this past year was bad? Hey, 2020 is going to be worse. As you watch that, bear in mind that some of what you see is not the Democrats feeling their oats and being resurgent and just on the verge of taking over the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Some of it is desperation. The Democrats are in a much bigger battle, quite frankly, than conservatives and backers of the president with rhinos. There's some battle there, but it's minor compared to the battle that is underway among the Democrats right now. I mean, you have people like Jerry Nadler being challenged, people like Joe Crowley already having been beaten. They're running scared. I mean, let's face it, the Republican establishment is not really running scared. Maybe they should. Maybe there should have been more primary challengers for some of these people, Mitch McConnell or what have you. But there aren't. That battle is not really being fought that hard, but the Democrats are tearing themselves to pieces. Yes, as the texter said earlier, push for a vote. Make the Democrats go on record. I think that would be hilarious. This is Jimbo Hannon for Bob McLean, and it's one of my distinct privileges to get to fill in for the man on occasion, like the rest of this week. And this is 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. We'll keep you apprised of Dorian as well. The time now, 15 before 5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Me? Little old me? Well, gosh and all shucks. That's just too neat. I appreciate it very much. Seriously do. Thank you for being with us at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Yes, indeedy. And also, of course, 106.3WORD.com as we keep you apprised and abreast of all that is happening out there in Dorian Land, which is at the moment in the general vicinity of Charleston, still offshore. In fact, this storm may well not actually come ashore till it hits Newfoundland in Canada. And goodness knows that could probably be, you know, like around Thanksgiving, the way this thing has been going. Anyway, looking at the other stuff that is happening out there, a North Carolina sheriff's office in Brunswick County is reporting roofs blown off as Dorian spins up tornadoes on its way up the coast of the Carolinas. That's always another problem. Tornadoes always kind of a side effect of a major storm like this. It's 9 minutes now before 4 here at 106.3. They posted photos of several houses with roofs torn off in a community known as The Farm. It's not far from the North-South Carolina state line. Debris strewn across the area at that point. RVs got overturned. One boat wound up parked on land. No injuries again reported from the tornado aftermath. We got Ron calling in from Moore this afternoon. Hi there, Ron.
How you doing, Jim?
I'm well, sir. High and dry.
Yeah, me too. My house is up on a hill. I'm on high ground.
But, yeah, me too.
I got one thing to my son called me the other day, and I was in Florida visiting my grandchildren, and I left last Friday. But anyway, this is the question I got for you and the question my son put to me. He said, you know, Dad, he said, in this day of technology, because he's a computer guy, he's a geek, and he said, you know, how can they, okay, they can't predict exactly where a hurricane is going, but yet these politicians can tell us we are going to die if we don't do something about global warming.
Now, well, it's a mystery. What can I tell you? It's a mystery. I have no great answers for intriguing mysteries like that. I wish I could give you an answer, but the point is that of course, if you go back to some of the older predictions, we're already supposed to be dying. I mean, we should have reached the point where, you know, coastal cities were already disappearing and people were starving to death. I mean, the problem that is the way that they have hyped all of this, and that's the major part of the problem, is being apocalyptic about it. We're all going to die now. Well, you were saying that 10, 15 years ago. So the short answer is that they don't know. And
that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, and one other thing, one other quick comment.
Yes, sir.
You know, before Russ, I started listening to WORD quite a few years ago when Russ was still around.
Oh, Russ Castle, great man.
And ever since then, I have never watched, or listened to news on TV, because nowadays it's more like a talk show and it ain't news, and half the stuff they tell you is, I don't believe it. And so I get everything from WORD. I listen to it every morning. I listen to Tara. I listen to Bobby Mack. I listen to Vince and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a great program, and the way, you know, what I love about it, it's, you know, everybody's open, telling the truth. I mean, you can speak, you know, if you don't agree, but we can agree not to agree. You know,
exactly.
Whatever.
We get callers all the time with different viewpoints on here. That's fine. The more the merrier.
I know it. But anyway, that's what I just thought, as smart as you are, you could tell me why, you know, they can't tell where a hurricane is going, but they can tell us we're all going to die in 11 years if we don't get rid of cows. And
Oh, yes, the old getting rid of cows routine, yeah. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who was, of course, if you may recall that social media post, that she was shocked, and I mean shocked, to discover that vegetables come out of dirt. Do you remember that?
Well, wasn't she shocked? She had never seen a garbage disposal in her life.
A garbage disposal. She was absolutely amazed that there's this monster in my sink in this new apartment that she got in Washington D.C. No, I'm serious. I mean, people out there saying, "Oh, you're making this up." No, we're not. She is a vacuum head. I mean, seriously.
But how do people like they get elected? I can't. That's a part
well,
I can't understand.
because she was cute and a Latina. And an old white guy had held the seat for many, many years. But I'll tell you something. There are some young, also Latino state legislators in her district who probably do know what a garbage disposal is. They do know that vegetables come out of the ground, and they can name all three branches of government somewhere else that Alexandria Ocasio-Brainiac fell short. The people are already saying, you know, she'll be old enough to be president in 2024. I think she'll be more worried about whether she doesn't get beaten in a primary in 2020 for Congress. She's a vacuum head. And seriously, I mean, I don't know why they do that, Ron. I really, honest to goodness, don't. But a lot of it has to do with this touchy-feely thing. A lot of the people on the left are very much into feelings. They're all about feelings. And intellect is just not a part of the equation. And if something makes them feel good, then that's fine. It's the warm and fuzzy syndrome. That's a major part of it.
I agree with you 100% on that, because I have an older sister. And, I don't talk, unless they start the conversation, I ain't talking politics or religion with you, okay?
Well, there are a lot of people out there that if you have like a family member, okay, and you got to see them, I mean, you can't get rid of family.
Right.
I have occasions where I've just agreed to disagree. Okay, we're going to talk about the weather. We're going to talk about the Carolina Panthers. We're going to talk about how are the kids doing in school. But we're not talking about this serious stuff. Doesn't pay.
Well, my oldest sister, she's 75, and she says, "You like Trump?" And I said, "Yeah, I think he's doing a pretty good job." And she says, "Well, I would never vote for him because I think he's ugly."
ugly? Oh. Oh, ugly, ugly. Oh, well, I mean, there you go. Well, that's the ultimate answer. That's the ultimate answer right there. He's not handsome. There you go. Well, that's now going to be my criterion for voting. I'm only going to vote for handsome and pretty candidates from this point on. I've seen the light. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate that. That's funny. He ought to get his sister to call in. We could have a little discussion hereabouts. Anyway, that's where we stand right now. A few other issues of the day intermixed with, of course, a fair chunk of Dorian, which is still out there. And you never know about these weird hurricanes. 1-800-347-1063, the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Jimbo for Bobby Mack, and it's 3 minutes now before 4 p.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.